Tantor Audio presents The Magic of Recluse by L. E. Modisett, Jr. Narrated by Kirby Hayborn. 1. Growing up, I always wondered why everything in Wandernaut seemed so dull. Not that I minded the perfectly baked bread routinely produced by my father or by Aunt Elizabeth, and I certainly enjoyed the intricately carved toys and other gifts that Uncle Sardet miraculously presented on my birthday or on the high holidays. Perfection, especially for a youngster learning about it from cheerfully sober adults, has a price. Mine was boredom, scarcely novel for a young man in the middle of his second decade. But boredom leads to trouble, even when things are designed to be as perfect as possible. Of course, the perfection and striving for perfection that marked the island, though some would term recluse a smallish continent, had a reason. A good reason, but one hardly acceptable to a restless young man. "Perfection, Laris," my father repeated time after time, "is the price we pay for the good life. Perfection keeps destruction away and provides a safe harbor for the good." But why? And how? Those were always my questions. Finally, shortly after I finished the minimum formal schooling, in my case at 15, my mother entered the discussion. "Laris, there are two fundamental forces in life and in nature, creation and destruction. Creation is order. We attempt to maintain it. You sound just like Magister Kerwin.